Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Ice by Lena Bourne, narrated by Aidan Snow and Stephanie Rose. Prologue. Ice. You can take an animal out of the cage, but does that make it free? Not to this animal. You can give a man the chance to take his revenge, but will that make a difference? Not for this man. By the time the Devil's Nightmare MC freed me from the fighting cage, revenge was the only thing I still dreamed of, the only thing I still wanted. Revenge on Satan's Spawn MC for killing my family and destroying my club. While their president, Lizard, made me fight in the cage like some dog he reared just for that purpose, the only thing I had the entire time I was the Spawn's prisoner was my hate, my burning wish to get my revenge. I was alive, but I stopped living long before I got my freedom back. Hate was the only thing that kept me going. For 6 years, I fell asleep with the fantasy of killing Lizard slowly, the last thing on my mind, and the first when I woke up. That's all I thought about during the day, too. I lost count of how many men's faces I turned into a bloody, broken mess in the cage, imagining it was his. Now I finally got my revenge exactly how I dreamed about getting it. And now I have nothing. No dreams, no fantasies, and no reason for existing anymore. There's no road that can take me back to the man I was. 1. Ice. About 50 miles from my hometown, even the air whooshing past my face started smelling familiar. Trees and grass and earth and a clean wind blowing in from the mountains. It's not just any particular smell, but all of them combined, and they're all exactly the same as what I smelled every time I returned home from a ride. Rain started coming down hard when I was 20 miles out, but it didn't wash the smells away. It's been 7 years since I've been here. 7 years since I rode down Lizard and the other Spawns that killed my father and burned down his house. Apart from the familiar smell, this is nothing like a coming home should be. It started raining that night, too, soon after I saved my sister Roxy from Lizard, giving up my freedom in exchange for hers. No, sacrificing my freedom for my life and hers. Only one of us got to live that life, and it wasn't me. I held on to the hope of one day getting my life back for a year, maybe two, of my captivity. But I lost it well and good after that. Even now that I'm free, I don't have hope that I'll ever have an actual life again. I doubt this homecoming will change any of that. Just as killing Lizard and the rest of the scum that kept me locked up and made me fight in a cage like some dog didn't change it. If anything was going to change it, that was it. But it didn't. It just made me more of an animal. A soulless animal. I wasn't going to ride in on the same road I left my hometown on, but I changed my mind at the last moment and circled back. It stopped raining while I did that, and the trees Roxy escaped into were glistening now from the downpour, the raindrops still clinging to the branches and reflecting the gray sky that's going to send down more rain any minute. I couldn't follow her into the trees that night, and I couldn't die either, so I let Lizard take me. It was a coward's mistake. I should have fought them to the death. I lost my life that night anyway. And every day I still live is a very cutting reminder of that fact. I feel nothing as I stop at the turn of the road where I forced Lizard to let Roxy go. The wind's grown cold and still brings drops of rain. The grass in the large field bordering the road is bright green and swaying, and I can smell the mud left by the rain underneath it. I smelled it on that night, too, while I knelt on the pavement with a gun to my head, deciding to give up my freedom from